Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, sponsored by the Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL Women's since day one. Lovely.
We have very special guests with us here on the Chicks Talking Footy balcony. We have Nicole Livingston, head of the AFLW football. Congratulations on your new appointment.
Thank you for having me.
And of course, Susan Alberti, one of our favourites of our show.
Thank you for having me.
I practice curtsying when Susan comes. She makes me feel like I want to.
You do curtsy well.
I do. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you for noticing.
Beck and I were there the day that we gave you a standing ovation just over here in the EJ Witness.
That was so special.
Wasn't it great? What a moment.
Oh, yes.
So, Nicole, 10 weeks in the role, is that right?
I got told today that I've got to stop talking in weeks. It's not a baby.
48 weeks.
So now I've got to get into months. So I'm coming up to 3 months.
So you're hitting your probation period. How do you think you're going?
I'm still here. So, and as I stand on the Chicks Talking Footy balcony and overlook, you know, the rainbow colours out there and two teams on the field getting ready and the crowd streaming in, it's absolutely sensational. Yeah. I love it.
It's a great night. The atmosphere here is already building so quickly, isn't it? And what about you, Susan? You've loved bled red, blue and white for years.
I've loved football all my life. I mean, when that first game was played over here in 2016, it was 55 years of waiting for that very moment, and of course it was incredibly emotional, but every game for me is emotional. I just love football and I love watching the women being the best that they can and giving them all the support I can possibly give them.
Yeah, that night in 2016 was pretty special. I remember just feeling goosebumps and quite emotional all night.
Yes.
It was definitely the beginning of something, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Now, Nicole, when the, I guess, I'm assuming email came to you saying the Pride game was going to happen, or fax, I don't know how it works at the AFL.
I don't know. Does anyone still have a fax?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we've got one in our office. No one uses it.
Okay.
What was the reaction that you had to that?
So we have our operation meetings to get ready for the season, pre-season, but then obviously we have weekly meetings as well. So we knew that this was coming. We knew that the Bulldogs wanted to do this. And then when we heard that Carlton were on board as well, and then subsequently we see the amazing Guernseys that they've got, coming in, driving in and seeing everybody wearing the particular Guernseys that have got rainbow all over them, you know, knowing Darcy's been involved with designing the Carlton one. I've heard Susan that they've almost sold out of that.
Fantastic.
You know, from a merchandise point of view, it's great. I think it's brilliant. Now, have you heard, though, yet tonight that our goal umpires, have you heard yet?
No.
Our goal umpires, you hear it first here, are wearing rainbow socks.
And
rainbow flags.
Brilliant.
Do we get to toot every time we see a rainbow flag from the goal umpire?
Yeah, no, so we're embracing it as well. It's really important for us, and I'm glad that the teams and the community are embracing it as well and putting it on.
Yeah, that's right. And, I mean, the women really have led the way.
Well, that's what I would like to say, is I just think the women are wonderful, the way they're leading the way, and I would encourage now the men to do exactly what the women are doing. Again, women are leading the way.
No,
as we do, don't we?
I know. I mean, to think even if we'd said 5 years ago, there's going to be an AFLW league and they're going to play a pride game. I think everyone would have just looked at us like we were stupid, wouldn't they? You know, it's really come in leaps and bounds.
And why not?
Well, that's
what I say. Why not?
No, I think it's really important. It's really important, for the statement that it makes as well from my sport in particular that I've come from, as you know, from a swimming point of view. You know, we've had a couple of really high-profile people in Dan Kowalski, who's my best mate, and Ian Thorpe, that, you know, during their swimming career didn't feel comfortable to be who they are. So I think it's really important for us to have an environment that everybody feels comfortable to be exactly who they are.
Absolutely.
And I think that's right. And I think sport can be such a driver of that. I think people, particularly in Australia, we look to sport for the example of what we're supposed to do. So I think for people like Daniel and Ian and, you know, all kinds of people, if they can see the sport embracing it, I think that makes a huge difference to them.
Yeah, I think also, Susan, one of the things that we do know is that this AFLW movement and the women's football movement is changing society,
isn't it? It's changing so quickly. I find it very hard to keep up. But, you know, I'm standing here looking and I'm thinking, when I was a young girl, I used to sit behind those goals in the cheer squad, never, ever dreaming or thinking we'd ever have this, what's happening tonight. So, you know, every game that's played here, I mean, I can think of when I was a little girl sitting over there with the cheer squad. And I wish I was out there. I wish I was 18 again.
Where would you play? If you were a player,
centre,
you could be okay.
Oh, I was tough. Yep, I was very tough, Nicole. I was a tackler and
a half. I believe that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, I took
She's
them on.
Little, but...
Yeah, I was little, but I was tough. But, you know, just sitting here, standing here now and looking at this, and I'm just so happy for all the women who have now been given this opportunity. And tonight, especially tonight, women here on Force, and why not?
And I think, too, we've discovered that we've been broadcast at the men's pride games and they speak about it in a way that's their brother or their friend or whatever, but for so many of these women it's so personal. You know, so many of the women in this competition are out and proud, and so it's a really personal thing for them to play.
And aren't we proud that they are out and proud, you know, to be able to again express exactly who they are and make it better for everybody else as well. So
and also I say, Nicole, again, I would welcome the men doing exactly the same thing, and the women again are leading the way, so well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well done, and well done to the AFL for getting this. They get behind all of this. They're just great, the AFL.
Now, you are calling tonight, is that
we
correct?
We are, that's right.
And my friend Tegan Higginbotham, is she coming in off the bench? She's coming off the long run.
She's right here on the balcony now.
We thought we needed some extra assistance, that's so right. We called her in.
The girls have been, you know, recording the names and numbers and playing them back in the car and watching football games with the sound down and practicing calling.
Oh, so that's so good.
Yeah, we've been...
You'll be fine.
I see your cheat notes here, though, and it's got the two teams' numbers, and it's from the record. There's lots of crosses on numbers.
We don't need to worry about them tonight because they're not there.
They're injured.
I know. The Bulldogs have had such an unfortunate run with injury, and really so has Carlton, too. So
don't worry, we'll be fine.
Yeah,
you know I barracked for Carlton as well, so you've actually got us pit.
Well, I'm going to put my boots on and run out there, so if they're really desperate, I'll go out and help them.
Well, Susan, Debbie Lee just told us that we shouldn't worry about the injuries because there was plenty of depth, and she might have been talking about you.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Get out there in the centre, Susan.
Well, Libba's boots fit me, so I've still got them.
Susan, how proud of you that your club, the Bulldogs, is part of this tonight?
Look, it was just the Bulldogs, but Melbourne went out on a limb as well, to support women. So it was the Bulldogs in Melbourne who really got things going, and of course the rest, as I say, is history. So it's just great to watch this.
Mm. Well, it'll certainly be interesting to watch the AFLW expand over the next couple of years.
Yes.
We'll be certainly reporting on all of it and chatting about it. We love talking about football every week.
But who would have thought clubs would be fighting for licences?
I know.
Who would have thought that a few years ago?
And I actually went to Geelong today. They had a big luncheon fair on the field. So they had about 300 women having their lunch on the football ground, which was sensational. And, of course, they are one of the two new licences. Yeah. So I got a look at all their facilities, and they're really...
They're beautiful.
You know, they're ready and waiting for it. They're going to fully integrate their men's and women's team. In fact, they have four teams, VFLW, VFL, AFLW and AFL, and they're talking about one team.
Great.
You know, four teams, but we are one team.
And that seems to be the real theme that's coming out of the clubs that have the women's teams
What I loved about Carlton last year is the men did a guard of honour for the women at one of their games, and crying and...
I reckon we just cried for the whole of last season, Let's be frank. Now, you two are obviously rivals going for different clubs.
I'm married for all the girls.
Yeah, me too.
Wait until the siren starts.
You just lost something too.
I just lost my sheets.
All right. Well, that aside, who do you both think is going to come out on top tonight?
Oh, I think, I mean, Damien Keeping's back on deck tonight too. So I think Carlton will be playing for Damien being back from illness. So Lauren Arnell is back on the park as well. Obviously, Bree Davey is not there, but I don't know.
She's hobbling around on the boundary.
My heart says Carlton, but my head says Bulldogs.
Yeah. And Susan, I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to say.
The umpire.
Well, see the winner on the day.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But if they're desperate, I'll go out and play.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, I'll let them know.
You know, there is Masters.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm their patron.
I know.
We can all start playing again. But I'll be like Perkins in the goal.
Yes.
I can't move. I'll just say, kick it to me.
I do a hammy in the first run. So.
Well, thank you so much for being part of the Chicks Talking Footy broadcast, Nicole and Susan. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and good luck to both of your teams tonight.
Thank you so much. For your support as well.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks.
All the very best too.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.